quickly ran through the last piece of Mishabura and Sif Aleph. So let's just catch up again. So Prima Gadim said that nowadays we're mamayit in these brachas. In this specific instance where he married this woman that she didn't necessarily want, so the Marxia says, I mean, once he agreed to marry her, so you can't say a bracha dayan ho'emes on that. He agreed to marry her. Okay. Shmuis beis nokit b'loshen rabim harishim shom akama shmuis b'basachas dayle b'brachachas. So he can make the bracha of Shmuis Tobis, the Shechion or the Tobin Meitib, together on multiple occurrences. And the definition over here of Basachas doesn't necessarily mean he mamish hears it exactly at the exact same time. It just means that he hasn't made a bracha. He heard one thing, hasn't responded, made a bracha, and yet then he hears the second thing. So that he's aware of both of them, he's making a bracha on both of them at the same time. So that's sufficient for that purpose. But this, the Dinim Shmua is Tovus, they have to be Tovus to him. He has to feel a feeling of Simcha upon being informed of this information. And the same thing with Dayan Emes, in difficult situations, it has to be something that bothers him. The person is indifferent to the situation, doesn't bother him, so you don't make a bracha. That being said, the Muslim is so. The Moshe Dershah brings that he brings from the Chavis Yoyer already. Chavis Yoyer, Yoyer Bachrach, was one of the Gedolei, one of the Gedolei Poskim in his generation. He wrote a sefer on Shulchan Aruch Chaim called Makar Chayim. And so he writes over here that a person would be diagnosed with a potentially life-threatening illness, so he makes a bracha dayan remes. He has that illness, so he makes a bracha dayan remes. I say they point out we don't see anybody doing it nowadays. We don't know like this exactly why not, but that seems to be not been. It's not done. He's not sure exactly why. Beis Hashmuz Roz Bavoruch Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayan Hormes. Okay. The Bir Aloch over here, Dayan Hormes, says that the case was, the example which he gives is, let's say, the field has developed, his field, which is growing grain, a lot of things have started to grow. Grow there, which are going to damage it. So, even though he has the tsar about that fact, it didn't grow as. It didn't grow as he had hoped it would grow, but that's not called that. The Baruch of Dynamis says you had something. And it was damaged. In some way, it became this calico. It was lost. But we never had it to start with. The field is starting to grow, and instead of growing what we thought was grain, it's growing weeds and other things instead. That's not called that you had something which is lost. You never had it. So the bracha does not apply over there, Dayan HaMes. Okay, Gimel. Chayvon Mnevorach al Arua B'das Shlemo B'nefesh Kaveitza Kaderok Shemvorach B'simbo al Atoib. Person has to have the same emotional equilibrium when he makes a bracha on a bad situation as he makes a bracha on a good situation. The person who accepts what Hashem decreed for him understands that it's good for him, and therefore his reaction is going to be feel a feeling of course the type of Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though the situation is physically negative. So by accepting the Ra, that's a way of being able to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that would be considered a form of Simcha. That itself is a Simcha, that you're reacting properly to the situation. So that itself generates a Simcha, and mainly you make a Bracha. You turn on the light. Sir, that one. Kibemus called Yitzurim, Mr. Barossa, come down. Bame Goof, Bame Mammon, who are called Kapara Lavinus, and she started the Siasha Lost in Love. Bets of all Yitzurim really are beneficial for the person. They remove they minimize his punishment in the world to come by giving him difficulty in this world. Okay. Shoshama Oynesho Harbor Yosagodol, and getting it in the world to come is much worse than getting it in this world. Okay. Kedisim Medrash, Yitzchak Tov Yisurim. The Medrash says that Yitzchak requested Yisurim. Hanashu, he hikir Gadol Midas Adin Shalasin. So why did Yitzchak request Yisurim? So the Chabad Chaim explains, because Yitzchak understood of how powerful the Midas Adin is after one passes away. And therefore he said he'd rather have Yisurim in this world. Cain za Omer Gam Kain David Melech Ola B'Shalom Summer Mipatuch Obasori Umishvatecho Yerasi. David Melech had a feeling of dread and awe of the Bereshim's punishment. But tell me about him. Yisurim Kadei Shiyi Yalkem Mikol B'Kol B'Lisarach Lifchadoi. So he asked Yisurim to be able to purify him in this world, and they have not have a need to get the punishments in the world to come. The Bereshim said, you know what? It's a good idea what you're asking for. So Yitzchak asked this for his descendants. It'd be good for them to have this, that they should get their punishment in this world as opposed to the world to come. The Bereshim says, you know what? It's a good idea, and we'll start with you. Okay, let's just do one more sif. I'll finish the simon. If he has something which is good, but the situation can deteriorate, and through this cup something bad could come out. For example, person found the metzia. So found the metzia. He found something of value. He feels very good about it. The problem is the king will hear that he found the metzia. The king will come and claim the metzia. Once the king's officers walk into the house and claim the metzia, they say, you know what? While we're here, why don't we take everything else also? So this finding the metzia can potentially cause him a tremendous loss. But right now, he has a metzia. So the law is you make a bracha to by meitiv at this point in time, and you'll deal with if the difficulty will come to pass, you'll deal with the difficulty when it happens. And vice versa. Person has a situation which is difficult, it's bad, and he'll make a dayan emes, even though something will come out of it which will be beneficial. For example, his whole field was flooded and became full of it became useless, they destroyed all the crops, and he can't use the field right now, etc. Even though when finally the waters subside, the result will be that the field will be a better field. It might have more sediments which were fertile on it. They might have water on it. They might have benefits to the field. But right now, having this field being flooded and washed away, and all the crops there being washed away, is something negative. If you make it, so we don't look at the overall picture. Look at the picture right now. Make a bracha based on that. Even though he's concerned that it might come out something negative. We don't define things based on the future. We define what's right now. Right now, what is the reality? Reality is a number type. Make a broad. They're going to make some type of a false claim to the government to get about him. People will be jealous. And once they make the false claim, the government can take everything. We said this has impacted himself and his family as well. So he wasn't just a single individual. He was married, and therefore the Tevah Meitiv would be finding this Messiah with the heads of tremendous financial value. It would be beneficial for him and his family. So the Baruch Tevah Meitiv. With the same halacha would be true. You make a shechiyano now, if it ends up being bad, you'll make a dayan emes then. Right. Fine. Okay, I'm not going to set the next siman. Again, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we grapple with why the minhag is not to do it nowadays to make this bracha, make these brachas. The whole thing is like the more you use the lashon, in one place it says that Bosher Meis doesn't feel the machat. You put a needle into dead flesh, it doesn't respond. Since we're so not sensitive anymore to the good things or to the bad things, you know. So like we give us time, this was both of because we just don't react in a strong way anymore. But that pasha should not be a real reason to pater for these brachas. And the vinegar was not to make these brachas, and I'm not sure why. Okay.